Audio presents After by Amy E. Fong. Read by Rebecca Soler. Chapter 1. The TV's on. Some lame morning show. The reception's lousy. And the sound's off. But Devin isn't really watching anyway. More like staring blankly at the screen. The figures passing before her eyes in pantomime, signifying nothing. She is lying there on the couch, a blanket tightly wrapped around her, her body drained, her mind empty. She hears drizzle brush the windows, a steady, soothing sound. The gray morning has seeped through the mini blinds into the room. But she doesn't mind. Somehow, to her, the gloominess feels right. Perfect. Her eyelids droop slowly, then close. Keys rattle outside. Her eyes snap open. She blinks, confused. Her arms, legs, stomach jitter from the sudden sound. She feels shaky and cold and sick. She just might puke. Damn it! A voice. Somebody's there. Devin jerks her head to look behind her, toward the door. Her body tenses. One heartbeat, two. Oh, that's it! I have had it! But then, Devin breathes again, collapses back into the couch. It's only her mom's voice talking to herself. And accompanying the voice is the familiar sound of struggle, that fighting against the deadbolt because her mom's last boyfriend kicked the door in.